Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. There are probably some listeners, and a few of us here at the Electronic Cottage fit this description, of a certain vintage that can remember when there were only three television networks, and when, for better or worse, there was a kind of common cultural experience shared by most of the people in the country because of that fact. Many commentators have noted the divisions in the country today, the political and cultural polarization, the increasing preponderance of red or blue states, and the decline of purple ones. One of the causes of this splintering of our society in the minds of those commentators is the rise of cable television and the increasingly smaller niche audiences that have resulted. It's no secret that the big three networks have only a fraction of the viewers for the nightly news, and for most other programs as well, that they had 20 or even 10 years ago. The internet seems to be making audience fragmentation even worse. These days, if you want to hear opinions and reporting that supports your already existing opinions, no problem. There's a cable channel and probably dozens of websites that exist to tell you that you are right and that everyone else you know is wrong. And now we hear that Google has announced, albeit very quietly, that the search giant is now, quote, personalizing your search results. In the simplest of terms, Google will watch what you search for and then where you go when you choose a link on the search results page to click on. Over time, Google will try to learn what you're interested in and then move websites that it thinks meet your interest higher up on your search results list. For example, if you tend to go, let's say, to L.L. Bean sites more often than to Cabela sites from Google search results pages, over time, Google will figure that if you're looking for some kind of outdoor gear, you'd probably prefer it if Google put a search result for beans on the first page of the results instead of on the third or fourth or tenth page. If another person who tends to click on links to Cabela's puts in the very same search term, a Cabela's site might move on to the first page instead of a bean link. This is obviously a very simple example, and Google's algorithms are much more sophisticated than this, but you get the idea. So let's think for a moment about some of the implications of this new search personalization technology, both for us as individuals and for us as members of a shared culture and society. On one hand, individuals who use Google, we are not among them here at the Electronic Cottage, will find that the relevancy of the search results they receive may well fit better with their preferences, since the search results will be based in part on what they've done in the past. That could be a great convenience. On the other hand, no two people will necessarily get the same results when they search for the same thing. Suppose, for example, that two people both entered the search term full body scanners at airports. Not a bad idea, by the way, but more on that later. If one of those searchers has historically gone to, say, a Fox News site in the past after getting a search result, then a Fox News site will probably be pretty high on the list of Google's returned results. If the other person were accustomed to clicking on, let's say, a Huffington Post link, then that site will probably be pretty high on the list of returned results. Just for the sake of this example, let's assume that those two sites have pretty different perspectives on the use of full-body scanning technology at airports. Once again, we here run the risk of reducing our shared experience as members of a society and wind up being exposed to only things that we already believe. But what if you don't think that the advertised additional search convenience is worth Google knowing every place you go on the web and using that information to partly determine what search results you get to see? Is there a way for you to opt out? Yes, for the most part. Since this technology depends on setting cookies in your browser, you can just turn cookies off, and that'll be the end of it. If you do want cookies on for some reason, but don't want Google to personalize your search results, you can go to Google's website and turn that functionality off. The address is way too long to read here, but we'll put it on the WERU Audio Archive site, available at www.weru.org. Just look in the audio archives for Notes from the Electronic Cottage and today's date. We'll also put links to several articles by Danny Sullivan of Search Engine Watch that explains this new technology in far greater detail. Meanwhile, you can hardly pick up a newspaper these days without seeing something or other about full-body scanners being installed at airports. Michael Chertoff, former director of Homeland Security, recently wrote an op-ed piece that appeared in many newspapers, including the Bangor Daily News. In it, he urged the installation of these scanners, which produce a nude image of a clothed person, as a way to help prevent bad people from bringing bad things on airplanes. Mr. Chertoff poo-pooed the concerns of those worried about exposure to radiation, as well as those concerned about these nude images finding their way off of these scanners and out into the world. He maintained, based on information supplied by the Transportation Security Administration, that the full-body scanners won't even be able to store nude images, let alone somehow leak them out onto the internet or elsewhere. This assertion was supposed to mollify people who are not interested in having nude images of themselves viewed even by TSA personnel, let alone by the rest of the world. And maybe his assertions would have done that, if they had been true. But alas, that pesky Freedom of Information Act was used again, this time by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. It turns out that TSA's own procurement documents specified that these full-body scanners would have, quote, a high-capacity read-write drive, end quote. Why? Quote, to permit data uploads and downloads, end quote. Whoops. And then there is the question of whether this information would have even shown up on everyone's new personalized Google searches had they been looking for it. It's early days yet on both of these new technologies, so we'll have to wait and see. But see we will, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.